This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM, supported by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
It is a very cool-looking instrument. It's about 8.5 feet long, and it's folded on itself, so it's manageable to be playing. And so when you're looking at the orchestra, this is the instrument that you can see the top of the bell. You can't see any of it, but there's a sort of this bedpost that rises out of the woodwind section, and that's what we play.
This formidable woodwind instrument will move from the back of the orchestra to front and center in the hands of soloist Daryl Duran. When the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra plays its annual Mozart birthday concert this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Penn State's Esper Recital Hall. Daryl Duran says the bassoon is an instrument very much in demand among orchestras, but played by very few musicians.
And it's kind of ironic because most of the great Western art music requires at least two of these instruments. You're playing orchestra music. But they're relatively rare instruments in the public schools. See, many more people playing clarinet and flute and saxophone.
So music students should go for the bassoon.
Well, it's just the coolest instrument. Why not?
What makes the bassoon so cool?
I think there are a couple things. It has a very wide range. It has a range of 3.5 octaves. And within each register, the bassoon has a very different character. Another quite unique thing about the bassoon that makes it different than any other woodwind instrument are the number of keys which must be operated by your thumbs. There are 13 keys that your two thumbs must play. On most woodwind instruments, there's one.
13. Do you end up shifting up and down the instrument a lot?
Somewhat, yeah. Your thumbs are always active.
So if you're all thumbs, this is the instrument for you.
Never heard that before, yep.
Like many bassoonists, Daryl Duran played other instruments, the clarinet and saxophone, first. Duran says he took up the bassoon at age 16 because his high school orchestra needed someone to play it. It captured his imagination and became the focus of a very accomplished musical career that has taken him to concert halls throughout the U.S. and Europe. When he solos with the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra on Sunday, Daryl Duran will play the Bassoon Concerto in B-flat by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart to mark the composer's 250th birthday this month.
The real challenge with Mozart is if any single note is out of place, it loses all of its charm. There are virtuosic elements in this piece, but I think overall Mozart treats the bassoon as a very lyrical instrument. He uses the range of the bassoon very expressively. He certainly knew what he was doing writing for this piece, even though Mozart was only 18 at the time.
Daryl Duran says that in Mozart, the textures are transparent, so every note is quite exposed, and it takes a high level of skill to bring out the beauty of the music.
There's a wonderful quote by an old Austrian pianist named Arthur Schnabel, who said that Mozart was too easy for amateurs and too difficult for professionals. So the challenge is to make it really beautiful in every beat of the piece.
The Pennsylvania Center Orchestra concert will be one of thousands of concerts around the world to be given this year in tribute to Mozart, marking the 250th anniversary of his birth on January 27th, 1756.
It's really quite amazing that there's such strong focus on the some 600 pieces written by this man who lived not very many years. It's one of the really most extraordinary talents that we've had in Western music.
Bassoonist Daryl Duran, who will be soloist this Sunday in Mozart's Bassoon Concerto with the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra. The orchestra's Mozart birthday concert will also include Mozart's very first and last symphonies, numbers 1 and 41 respectively, and a concert aria sung by soprano Jennifer Trost of the Penn State faculty. The conductor will be Douglas Meyer. The PCO concert begins at 3 o'clock this Sunday afternoon in Esper Recital Hall on the Penn State University Park campus. Information can be found at www.centerorchestra.org. For WPSU, I'm Christine Allen.